A new release on a major recording label is a measure of success for any musician. For the mature singer-songwriter, it can be a taste of heaven. Eliza Gilkison has been in the business for some 30 years now, playing guitar, singing, writing music. She's recorded many albums that you may come across someday at a yard sale, but has just released her second CD for Red House Records. Lost and Found could be listened to as the story of Eliza Gilkison's musical life, which began early. She's a third-generation musician. Her father was a songwriter. On the new release, there's a song called Easy Rider. It's about her father and his recent death.
Now I miss the talking, sweet and sad. I miss the kind of love we almost had. I know the devil drove my father, but the Lord got daddy.
My dad would every morning get up, put on a suit and tie, and take his briefcase and drive into Hollywood and go to his desk and write songs and then drive home. I mean, my theory is that he was trying to fool my mother into thinking he was a normal guy. So he didn't really write in front of us. He was private, and that's something I inherited from him, I think. I can really look at all the positive influences he had on me. Just, he was really, really came from the heart, and he was a very honest lyricist and all that, that definitely weighs into what we're, you know, what comes out of me as an artist.
Born by the light of a double-faced moon.
Can we talk a little bit about what may hold this CD together in terms of themes and threads? It seems it's under the umbrella of the title Lost and Found. And it seems to be about relationships.
Yeah, I think Lost and Found is the title because I think that's what human beings do. I think we're constantly losing and finding ourselves. And right when we think we've landed somewhere, we have to go into the pit again and figure more things out. The human race has a lot of sadness. I don't think that there's any one magic line we cross over where suddenly we're enlightened, you know, and we figured it out. We just keep peeling away layers of the onion.
So let's talk about men. I mean, come on, you're writing about him here, you know. And I'm profoundly interested in Richmond Boy, because this is somebody who sounds like just a poster boy for the perfect guy.
He would think that's quite funny.
Oh, and you wrote it about somebody who really puts the seat down and reads the Bhagavad and Rinpoche. I mean, this is not a fantasy man.
He ain't a bad boy, big and tall. He don't sweet talk the girls at all. What I like about my Richmond boy. Mama raised her kids alone, ran a flower shop out of the home. That's what I like about my Richmond boy.
One of the losses I sustained was the whole image of the fantasy man, you know, the whole romantic prince kind of guy, you know, that was the soulmate, all that stuff. There really wasn't going to be that kind of thing, and I don't really know that I am ever going to, like, completely flip out over a guy again. I mean, I'm not sure I want to.
be careful I know. What you
what you wish and what you don't wish for.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think there's sort of what I've learned to do is find the greatness in the small things, and certainly I think that's what that song is about.
And that's what I like about my Richmond. Last month, the end of the millennium. What a sideshow, dumb and glorious. We were gathering them and all of us down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Saints and psychos, freaks and Indians, side by side worshiping all their gods and aliens, spoke of all things save the mystery, all that's left yet untouched, undefiled and unknown, undefiled and unknown.
The last song is Riverside. Now, it sounds like the, millennium party that might have been going along next to the Hudson River in New York or something, the way that you describe it. It's but now, I can't help but think it sounds like a hymn. It seems like an anthem of sorts.
It is an anthem. It's a hymn. And that, you know, I wrote it over a long period of time because I did write it right at the millennium when everybody was gathering, and this sense of everybody with all their belief systems and how they were interpreting the millennium and what was going to happen and what wasn't going to happen, and you know, all the dreams and hopes, and then I as the song continues from there, there's a perspective. It's I wrote it post 9/11, and you can see that what happened. You know, we sleep so easily. We burn the oil like it's free and watch the war on TV, you know, with God on our side. You know.
We sleep so easily, burn the oil like it's free, watch the war on TV, with God on our side. We're stronger.
It isn't like a melodramatic sadness. It's more the weary sadness of the sorrow of our race, as well as the beauty of the small things, the joy and almost the incredible humor of it all.
Eliza Gilkison, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Eliza Gilkison's new CD is called Lost and Found.